not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant. See and hear it first at dnewman.org.
And that's where you are today, right in the middle of dnewman.org. It's Friday. Wow, Friday's already here, June 15th, summertime. Time to celebrate. Thank you there, Rare Earth. Well, we have much to talk about today. We told you yesterday we were going to go back to the Robert Mueller investigation. And there has been, believe it or not, a whole lot of things that have happened, that have developed. And among those is the ongoing constant call by many for Attorney General Jeff Sessions to appoint another special investigator because it seemed like Robert Mueller's not getting the job done. Constant calls by many for the appointment of another special counsel in the wake of his woeful performance by Mueller and his staff. Most Americans feel the Mueller investigation into the Trump campaign for collusion with Russians to impact that election in 2016 is going nowhere. Regarding unearthing evidence of those allegations after more than 1 year and $20 million that we, the American people, have had to pay the Mueller team. Mueller's approval rating in one poll has slipped to just 30%. He's getting dangerously close, way down there, to the approval numbers of members of Congress. If a second special investigator was appointed, conventional wisdom is that this person would pick up the Hillary Clinton email server probe, along with peeks into misdoings of fired FBI Director Comey, former Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and the Clinton Foundation also. Sessions threw a curveball at the expected counsel appointment with an unforeseen act that angered many and prompted a lot of questions from a lot of other people that until now went unanswered. Before we talk about that, as you know by now, the Attorney General, Justice Department's Inspector General, issued his 538-page report today about investigating wrongdoing or alleged wrongdoing, potential wrongdoing of the FBI in the Hillary Clinton email investigation back in 2016. And what we just said about a special counsel anticipated and probably wanted in light of the Inspector General's report issued today, the calls for another special counsel will increase, believe me. We are not going to talk about the IG report today, but we're going to have a special edition of dnewman.org tomorrow on Saturday. We don't normally get into real meaty things on the weekend, but this one we cannot pass on. So I'm teasing now and telling you, make sure to tune in on Saturday the 16th of June. There will be an audio blog post, and we will talk in detail about the IG report. You're going to hear some things here, some conclusions, and some additional evidence that's not included in the IG report that we've verified from some other sources. So tell your friends. Make sure you listen in on Saturday the 16th. The Sessions Special Counsel Plan, let's get into it right here. Professor Jonathan Turley, you see him on many of the news media talk shows. He's a top national legal expert on government investigations. He commented on Thursday about Attorney General Sessions' decision to bring in U.S. Attorney John Huber, or Huber, however you pronounce H-U-B-E-R. Turley called it brilliant to combine all the powers of the U.S. Department of Justice's Inspector General with a prosecutor who can bring charges, who can seek indictments and get results for President Trump far more quickly than a second special counsel. Attorney General Sessions sent a letter to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte, Republican from Virginia, House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy, Republican from South Carolina, and Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, informing them that Huber is conducting a full-fledged criminal investigation into all the matters Republicans are calling for a special counsel to investigate. Huber has been investigating these possible crimes behind the scenes, very quietly, none of us knew about, for 5 months, folks. That's since November 13th of last year. Huber, you're going to need to remember that name. During an interview on Lou Dobbs' Fox Business Network show, Turley explained to guest host Stuart Varney that the media are wrongly reporting that Sessions will not appoint a second special counsel. This in spite of turning all this investigation chores over to Huber. He did not foreclose the possibility of a special counsel, Turley insisted. Instead, he explained that Sessions has ordered Huber to team up with the Inspector General within the Justice Department to investigate these matters. And of course, as you know, the IG report came out today. Huber is still working. Sessions informed Congress in his letter that all the matters recommended for investigation by Goodluck, Gowdy, and Grassley are fully within the scope of Huber's existing mandate. That's kind of different from the mandate that Robert Mueller was given. He was given an open-ended mandate that just said, go get them, buddy. He also informed the chairman that Inspector General Michael Horowitz, who is working with Huber, has a staff of 470 investigators, giving Huber access to enormous investigative firepower that far exceeds the staff of any special counsel. Remains to be seen how much and what kind of results using those 470 investigators that Attorney Huber is going to get. That point is critical because, as Sessions' March 29th letter explains, the Inspector General's jurisdiction to conduct civil and criminal investigations includes actions taken by former employees after they have left government service. Now, think about it. All of these FBI professionals that retired or were fired, the IG report that came out today, he can't go after any of them. He has no authority to arrest anybody or to bring indictments against at all, even those that are still in the department. But Huber can go get them, no matter if they were there or still are there. As a U.S. attorney, Huber has full authority to impanel a grand jury and to file criminal charges. The IG doesn't have that power. A grand jury can be impaneled anywhere, anytime, which means that it could be a group of citizens from deep red Utah in the heart of Trump country instead of the D.C. swamp that decides whether to hand down indictments for felony prosecution. Now, that's a very important thing to note. Huber is a federal attorney, the federal attorney in Utah, and he's out there a long way from D.C. You can bet that he's not hooked into all of the deep state swampers in Washington, D.C. Michael Horowitz, on the other hand, the IG for the Justice Department that issued this report today, that I'm just going to describe as being somewhat hollow, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Huber doesn't have any kind of obligations to deep state members, to swamp creatures in Washington, D.C., like Michael Horowitz just might have. And I'm not saying Horowitz has that. I'm just saying, you know, especially after looking into the Inspector General report, a lot of things just don't add up. Inspector General's jurisdiction extends not only to allegations of legal violations, but also to those that apartment employees violated established practices at will. Sessions added that in his letter, which means that the IG's report can hold people accountable even for actions that do not violate a specific statute. Actually, it's pretty much all that he came away with as far as taking any action against anybody. It's for breaking FBI rules. And the IG had to stop right there. Huber can keep going. If they didn't just break rules, but if they did something wrong, illegal, he can indict them. I think Sessions did the right thing here, said Turley. I think the president should listen to AG Sessions on this one. Sessions can always appoint a special counsel. This is a very important thing to remember. Turley explained, but that should not even be necessary because Huber has the ability to prosecute cases, and the Inspector General does not. Do these prosecutions and prosecutors have the same power to investigate and to get to the bottom of things that a special counsel would have? Varney asked. Actually, yes, Turley responded. I think people are missing what could be a brilliant move here by AG Sessions. What he did is he essentially combined the powers of the Inspector General with the powers of a federal prosecutor. This prosecutor does have not just the experience and training to look for a criminal case. He has the ability to move a case of that kind in court. Turley emphasized that point. Not only that, but if Sessions believes crimes were committed, but Huber for some reason does not bring charges, Sessions has reserved the right to go ahead and appoint that special counsel, said Turley. That's a powerful combination, he observed. When Varney asked if Huber and Horowitz's status as Obama holdovers creates a problem for Sessions and President Trump, Turley said no, observing that each man has a great reputation as a dogged investigator. And even though A.G. Sessions feels that way, many people, including this commentator, have questions, serious questions, about Michael Horowitz's impartiality. Breitbart News has separately confirmed that Utah Senators Orrin Hatch and Mike Lee, both of whom are Republicans, you probably remember, and they both support aggressive investigations of these scandals. They enthusiastically supported Huber to be reappointed by President Trump as his U.S. attorney in Utah. And the Senate confirmed Huber in 2017. That's his second term he's in right now as the federal attorney in Utah. Huber is a Utah lawyer, not a D.C. lawyer. That distance between him and Washington is very important, Turley explained, because Huber is not part of the deep state. That is, not cozy buddies with the cocktail party scene that is suspected of perpetrating all of these actions against President Trump and his administration. Turley said the president should be happy that Sessions chose this route of appointing Huber, who has the power to seek indictments, he has the power to prosecute cases, and teamed him up with Horowitz, who has 470 investigators at his disposal if the president wants to see swift and decisive action. If a special counsel were appointed, there would be a great deal of delay, Turley stated, versus the team of Huber and Horowitz, who are already 5 months into this investigation. And we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but the book is still out, and I don't know if we'll ever get it closed, on the Horowitz Inspector General report. But what is good about this is there are 470 investigators who have been working for 5 months so far on this investigation. Again, they were doing it for Horowitz, but Horowitz teamed up with Huber, and Huber will have access to all the evidence that is accumulated by those 470 investigators. Time will tell us what we're going to see there. So, we told you today was going to be about what's up and what's going to happen with the Mueller investigation. Sit tight. That's just ahead here at dnewman.org.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&Ms.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate, so you've been avoiding M&Ms.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's Dark Chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes!
M&M's Dark Chocolate Candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
No identity politics. No political elitism. Read and hear the truth, always sourced from facts. Right here at dnewman.org.
Lots and lots of facts coming to the surface in all of these investigations going on regarding the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the Trump campaign. What about the Mueller investigation? Well, to be honest, in the wake of this year-long plus efforts by Mueller et al. To unearth Trump campaign Russian collusion, with absolutely no results to that end. There is no conclusion. He's actually gotten away from that now, and he's concentrating apparently on trying to find some obstruction of justice allegations that can be confirmed against the president. It is time for the former FBI director. Yeah, he was the FBI director. Remember that? Before Comey. In fact, he recommended James Comey to replace him to President Obama. It's time to bring all this to a close. It is true that he has indicted some folks. Indictments are not convictions, though. And in just a second, I want to talk about 13 of those indictments. None of the indictments have anything at all to do with the stated purpose of his appointment by Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein, who himself is under fire for a multitude of alleged wrongdoings and multiple actions regarding this and some other issues going on in the Department of Justice. 13 of Mueller's indictments were against Russians for getting involved with different things, none of them tied to the Trump campaign. And when he indicted those 13, everybody felt like it seemed kind of fishy. Russians. Now, we know Vladimir Putin is not going to turn over any Russian to come back to a Mueller grand jury and testify, and certainly is not going to allow any Russians to come back and be prosecuted in American courts for anything that went on in 2016. So why would Mueller slap out those 13 indictments? Well, in the face of all of that, listen to what happened. One of those companies, those Russian companies, one of the 13 that was indicted, decided to push back. They hired an American law firm, and when the initial hearing came up, nobody came to court to represent 12 of the Russian entities and individuals indicted, but the law firm showed up on behalf of that one company and said, "We plead not guilty, and oh, by the way, Your Honor, here's a motion to compel Robert Mueller to provide us counsel for our client, the evidence upon which Robert Mueller based his indictment against our client." Now, that seems kind of reasonable, don't you think? When you're accused in an American court, you have the right to face your accuser, and you have a right to access and to receive and know what's going on and upon what evidence your accusation was based on. So, the judge gave Mueller some time to take care of all of that, and guess what happened? Day before yesterday, Mueller's team filed a motion in that court asking the judge to waive that and not require Mueller, for security reasons, to provide that evidence to that law firm on behalf of their client. What does that tell you? I tell you what it tells me. There's no there there. Mueller is grasping for straws. Here's what I think is going on. I think Mueller, on behalf of interest on the left, and I have no idea who they are, deep state, cabal, swamp creature, I don't know who they are, and it really doesn't matter. It just is painfully obvious to me and many Americans that Mueller is literally, and I'll just use the president's term, on a witch hunt. And in doing so, there has to be a stated purpose. What are they trying to do? And here's what I think it is. I think I may have mentioned this a few days ago. I honestly think they're trying to draw this out through the November midterm elections, hoping, praying, thinking that if they can continue to keep enough Americans riled up about Trump, Russian collusion, he's cheating, he cheated, he's not a good guy, they think they can win the House back. Now, why is that such a big deal? If Democrats win the House in November, what are they going to do? What advantage is going to be there? Articles of impeachment, folks, have to be initiated by the House of Representatives. You can bet if the Speaker of the House next year is Nancy Pelosi or any other Democrat, you can bet Donald Trump will face articles of impeachment. And I do believe Robert Mueller is carrying the water for that. I am today joining many much more educated than I on such matters in a call for Congress to re-examine the special prosecutor statute and do so immediately. It appears once again, as in previous such investigations, much of the real purpose for their implementation lies at the feet of the intent to weaponize investigators for political purposes. It has nothing to do with Russian collusion. Nothing going on in this investigation by Robert Mueller has anything to do and never had anything to do with Russian collusion with a Trump campaign in the 2016 election to help Donald Trump get elected. We have gone down that path too many times now. Remember, you probably forgot this, but Bill Clinton did not even know Monica Lewinsky when Special Prosecutor Ken Starr initiated his investigation into President Trump's actions in Whitewater in Arkansas, a failed real estate development. Starr kept digging, just like Mueller is, looking, indicting, interviewing, and ultimately charged Clinton with lying under oath in a civil trial. That lying under oath is what Bill Clinton was impeached for. It had nothing to do with Whitewater, for which Ken Starr was appointed prosecutor. Really? Really? Millions of dollars, mountains of animus of millions of Americans who took sides in that probe, and nothing happened. Bill Clinton didn't have anything happen to him except he got some mud thrown in his face. He was embarrassed, and he went on to another term as president. What a waste. I'm pretty certain, with Inspector General Michael Horowitz's release of his report, and you tie all of that to the obvious piles of evidence those 470 investigators of IG Horowitz has put together and what Huber is doing with that evidence, as it's rolled out in detail, everybody's going to see special prosecutors are not necessary if, this is a big if the Justice Department, they got to do it, if the Justice Department takes care of business, does what they're all hired to do, and gets the job done. Say it together with me. No more witch hunts. No more witch hunts. Hey, thanks for joining us today. Enjoyed it? Tomorrow, the Michael Horowitz IG report. We analyze it. We're going to tell you some stuff that really you didn't know happened. Thanks for joining us at dnewman.org. Have a great day.
Just because you think something's right doesn't mean it's right. Just because you think something's wrong doesn't mean it's wrong. But always get the truth about right and wrong here at dnewman.org.